Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Kaesu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu, and I'm very proud to be coming to you from the Cambridge Comic Arts Festival. And the man of the hour, the man who got us here today, our good friend Alfonso from Studio Comics is here. How you doing, man?
Hello, Jay. Hello, everybody. And thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I mean, fantastic, like always.
Oh, appreciate it, man. Thanks for inviting us to this. It's been a great day.
Okay, you know what? That's the whole goal, right? That you guys are having a good time. That people that are coming and attending this show, they're having a good time. So this is the whole thing. And you know what? It feels really nice to be within, like, friends and know that everybody's here as far as, like, the good people is here, right?
Yeah, definitely. Now, this is the third year of...
Yes, you know, the Cambridge Comics Art Festivals has been grown from... this is the third year that we put together this show. This is... every year we brought something new, something different, and... I like to have like old different that sense that you are actually going somewhere, and right now I can see that yes, it's something that is happening. I'm happy to have everybody here. Yes, it's our third year, but it's not gonna be our last one.
That's good. It's a great place, a great setup in here, and all the people have been nice.
Yes. I'm trying to... organizing a show when you are on the shows gives you a little bit of a sense of what you could add if you do your very own show, right? So then those things that what if we add something else, or we do this for the artists or this for the people, that's that we try to implement it here, and that's what the whole Cambridge Comics Art Festival is about, right?
So, yeah.
Learning also to make sure that he gets there, right?
Nice. And I'll mention everyone listening, it's in the library, which is a great idea, I think.
Yes, you know, because it's part, like, for the third time on a row, we are part of the Youth Week on Cambridge for the Cambridge galleries and libraries here on Cambridge, right? Yeah. So then what we're trying to do is, like, implement it as part of the Youth Week. So then that's the reason why it has to be inside the libraries. But then since now being grown a little bit more, I think that we're ready to do our very own version of Cambridge Comics Art Festivals in our own, right? So that might be something that we have to plan for next year, but then as of right now, we're really happy. We're inside the library. It's a fantastic setup.
Yeah.
We have a small little artist alley, if you want to call it somewhere. We have the foyer is full of, like, vendors. We have cosplay people. We have the participation of professional cosplayers like Symbiote Spidey, Dr. Stevo. We have Black Cat. So we have fantastic attendance. That was Steel, by the way.
Yeah, and I met Symbiote Spider-Man because for the first time. We're right across from him. Nice guy.
Yes, he is. I mean, from beginning to end, he's Spider-Man, and then you won't see him just because... I mean, you cannot miss him, right?
He's no, there. You can't. Yeah. And it's my first time in Cambridge. I really like it here, actually.
Yeah, I mean, really small town.
Yeah.
We have about 75,000, if I'm not mistaken, 75 to 85,000 people living in here. Most of them, they're students. Mm-hmm. So half the population is students. So then we have a really good market that is kind of like flying.
Yeah.
Right? But right beside Cambridge, we have, of course, Kitchener, right? That is 100 and something thousand people. So... Yeah.
Now, as a comic book creator and writer and artist, what does a show like this mean to you?
It means, first of all, it means to have all my friends around here first, right? So then I'm happy that I have really good participation of the local comic book stores like Red Rocket Comics, the Toy Society, that is a vintage store. I'm happy that they're also here, you guys, that it means that we have a unit, like we're uniting all these different areas that I like, right? Second of all, it means even more because I see the community come together to see the show, to see you guys, to interact with you, interact with the artists, interact with the people that they are behind the costume. So then that's another thing that makes it even more incredible, right?
Yeah.
So then the community plus all the guys that all you guys that they come and attend the show, that makes the whole circle completed.
circle is complete.
Nice. Nice. Now, maybe it's a little too early to ask you this question. Will there be a fourth edition of this next year?
Yes, it will. It's something that I can tell you right away that, yes, we have a fourth edition of this. It's going to be... I don't know if it's going to be right here at the same location, or we're going to be moving to a different location that gives you more the opportunity to have it set up as a con, right?
Okay.
As of right now, I know there will be a fourth edition, yes. Dates, specific places or anything, I don't know yet. But yes, and every single one of the listeners of the We Got the Geek, you guys are invited to come here next year. You guys, We Got the Geek, used to, Kat, you guys are invited again for...
Thanks. We'll be here.
And for us, it's only just looking forward, right? Moving forward, and then let's keep moving for the next year, for sure.
Nice. Anything from Studio Comics you want to promote today?
Yes. I want to thank to every single one person who actually take their time from their busy lives, knowing that it's going to be a weekend for dedicated to their moms, right? Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right? So then I really want to thank every single one of you guys that take one day of their lives to share a few hours here with not only with me but all the Cambridge community. You guys rock. You guys are the best. Without you guys, these Cambridge Comics Art Festivals won't be the same, right? So thank you very much for sharing those hours. Thank you very much for being part of the community. Thank you for being part of the Cambridge Comics Art Festivals. And see you next year for sure. And keep listening. We got the geek.
Thanks, man. And before we go, will we be seeing you at Niagara Falls Comic Con?
Oh, yes, for sure. Yeah, I'm really excited. Now, closing this episode and moving forward to the next one, Niagara Falls Comic Con. I'm so happy to... I'm just so excited to know that I'm going to be there for the third year now.
Nice. Well, we look forward to seeing you and talking to you there as well.
We got to do something like going out for dinner or something.
Yeah, why
like,
not?
Like just
That'd
have a
cool.
hamburger and then just film everything on and just then later on, you know what, just do the famous fast forward and see how it started and then how it ended, right? So that would be really fun to see.
Yeah, definitely. I'm in. I'm calling it now. I'm in for that.
Yeah. So then let's see who else. John? Then who else? Vince Thompson, I know that's really cool guy. So then, so let's see how many people we can meet. A huge celebration in Niagara Falls.
Yeah, for sure, man. I can't wait. It's going to be a fun time this year.
Yeah.
And as always, thanks for helping to promote us as well.
Not a problem. Thank you, guys. Do really, really appreciate every single minute of your help.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks once again.
Okay. See ya.
Looking for a new comic book reading experience? Found it! Studio Comics. Led by Alfonso Espinoz, Studio Comics has a variety of talented artists and writers bringing tales of crystal skulls, circus freaks, and misunderstood superheroes. Check out their website at studiocomics.com. That's studio, C-O-M-I-X.com. And you can purchase their comics at better comic book shops near you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.